Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Reading Sundays with your hosts, Linus and Nina. Phone number is 646-727-2914. I have 40-plus years of psychic readings, tarot readings, Chinese readings, yes, and healings. Miss Nina is a Reiki master. She's a psychic as well as a teacher. We also welcome Dubai, Canada, Australia, England, and China to our listening audience. One question per caller, please. If you desire a more in-depth reading from Linus or Nina, please contact Linus at my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. My hours for reading is Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night, but that is Pacific Standard Time. Also, be sure and turn onto our sister network, Levitating Mindsets, Monday to Wednesday. The chat room is open. Please be kind and think about the other folks and your moderator, Miss Nina. We will delete you from the show if your behavior becomes ugly and rude. Facebook page for this is the Essence of Success Network. You can send me a message there as well. Well, first announcement I want to tell you is the new moon is the 15th, so jot that down while you're waiting for us. 7:15, July 15th is the new moon. Also, I want to thank everybody that prayed for Nina last week. Yes, Miss Nina is here. The chat room is open. But I want to thank everybody for the prayers. The people on the line, listening audience, really appreciate it. She is getting better. So thank you for that. I'm going to do a quick prayer, and then I'm going to bring Miss Nina in, who has some announcements for today as well. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us, strengthen what's weak in us, mend what's broken in us, bind what's bruised in us, heal what's sick in us, and lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. Okay, I hope everybody's had a good week last week, and I hope this week will continue to bring miracles in your life and nothing but goodness. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Miss Nina and let her do her announcements.
Thank you, everyone, for your prayers and your kindness last week. It really helped. I felt all of you. I would like to make a few birthday announcements. Happy birthday to my husband today. Happy birthday, Jim.
Happy birthday, Jim! Yay! Okay.
On Wednesday, 15th, which is also the new moon, is my youngest granddaughter, Kayla Marie's birthday. She will be 11 years old.
Happy birthday.
And on Friday, July 17th, is my mother-in-law, Jerry's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. We love you, and I can't wait to see you on Friday.
All right. Happy birthday. Ooh, this is a busy month for you, Miss Nina.
Oh, it is. That isn't all. I have more birthdays and anniversaries before the end of the month, so it's a very busy month for me.
Yes. Well, you know, each Sunday we'll just let people know. Happy birthday to your family and all those loved ones. That's beautiful. Okay, was there any other announcements?
No, nothing else at this time. I'm just happy to be here. be getting healthier.
Yes, we're glad that you're back, too. As some of you know, or if you don't know, Miss Nina is the manager for the Essence of Success radio network. So, excuse me, when she's not here, trust me, she's truly missed. So we're glad that she's back and feeling lots better, lots better. Okay, first call up is 447. You're on the line with Lennox and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennox and Nina. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Dee. I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
Oh, well, welcome. We're so glad that you called. Welcome to the show. And you said your name is Dee?
Thank you.
Is that... Okay.
Yes, Deep and in Deep Water.
Oh, Deep. Okay, I got you. Okay, well, what can we do for you today, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I would want a reading about my love life, if that's possible, please.
Okay, I've seen two women real quick, a blonde and a brunette. The brunette is very pretty. She's a very pretty lady. But I see a blonde that likes you, too, like maybe... I don't know, did you two work together? And I think she had a crush on you. Maybe you might have had a crush on her, but it wasn't any big development there. But
yeah,
with the dark hair, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt. Is the lady you mentioned I work with, is her name Dimitra?
No.
This is a new woman. This woman looks like she comes from Saudi Arabia. She wasn't born there, but she was raised there. But she's living in England now.
Right.
Yeah.
Is she the brunette?
Let me tell you about this brunette woman. She looks almost Indian. And I believe she is East Indian. I really do. I think she is. But she's living in London now, but she was born in India, raised in Saudi Arabia, and her family moved to England. She's the one that I'm seeing. She's very, very pretty. She could be a model or an entertainer. Her father is in farming and something else. Wait a minute. I can tell you about her family. Farming and electronics. I see like a warehouse, but mechanical stuff. Engines, and not car engines, but like to run something. So he's in the farming and something else. Her mom stays at home. She's got three siblings. To let you know about this woman, she has three siblings. Where are you going to meet her? You're going to meet her at an event.
Right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, Dee.
Sorry. And the other woman?
The other woman was a blonde. She has a crush on you, but that's like at your job. And she just likes you. She likes you for the person that you are. And I believe she wants more. That's what I'm picking up, that she would like more in a relationship with you, but... I don't know. I guess she's just a little hesitant, maybe because it's a cultural difference between you two. But she does have a crush on you, this blonde woman.
If I wanted,
but like I said, that's... I'm sorry?
Yes. If I wanted to progress things with her, will that work out? She's coming out of a relationship, actually.
Yeah, because she likes you, deep. Hush. Yeah, it would work out. She likes you. Yeah. I mean, either way, you could have a relationship with her or you can have a relationship with the brunette woman. But the brunette woman, you might end up marrying. I see that it could turn into marriage. But the blonde woman, it could turn into marriage too, but that would be way like 5 years down the line. But I'll say within the next few weeks to maybe a month, you and her could start a relationship, you and the blonde-haired lady.
Right. And anyone, last question before I let you go, because there are other callers, which one do you see being particularly better as in compatibility-wise, or do you think both are same, similar?
Well, to be honest with you, Deep, I would go with the brunette, and I'll tell you why. Her family has a foundation. They're secure and everything, and she's a pretty woman, and she's intelligent. No kids, of course, you know, but there's so many possibilities with this union. Just not just you and her, but your family and her family. So yeah. But you two will love each other. The brunette woman, when you meet her, it'll be at an event. You two will love each other. I'm telling you, because you'll be surprised that she fell in love with you. She's beautiful. She's a very pretty woman, and you'll be kind of, is this for real or is she just flirting with me? No, she really does like you. There's something about you that you and this brunette woman have a connection, okay? Now, the blonde woman, yes, you know, enjoy. If, you know, you just want companionship right now as interim or to fill the void, then date the blonde woman. You can date both of them, but the brunette you will meet at an event. Like I said, you already know the blonde woman. You work with her.
Right, and if I wanted to marry her, it would take longer, but it might work out still.
Yeah, for the blonde lady, yeah, it'll take a little longer. That's what I'm saying. Right, I'm seeing like 5 years, maybe 3, but 5 years for sure. Yeah, because she's getting out of one, and she's really interested in you. You know, sometimes people are vulnerable deep. So, you know, you want the person to have some clarity and understanding and not like, I'm just reaching out to you because there's a void and I'm hurt and I'm bitter and you make me feel better. Right?
Yeah.
You want it to be because you really like, as a, there was a movie where there was a line said, they really like me. Well, that's what she is to you. She really likes you. She really likes you. So you got a choice. The blonde now, the brunette you would meet later. You know, like I said, with the blonde, if you wanted to marry her, it'll be a few years. But right now, yeah, she's got a crush on you. She is interested in you, no doubt.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome, and I wish you the very best. Listen, not every guy get a choice of two women. So you're doing good. Let me know, okay? Call me back and let me know if it works out with you and the blonde, beautiful. If it works out that you meet the brunette, beautiful. You can't go wrong, Dee, either way, okay?
Sure. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
You're welcome. Love you, too, and thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week, sir. Okay. Area code 786. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Nina. This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And I'm so glad to hear that you're feeling better, Nina. And happy birthday to your husband again.
Thank you.
I had a question. I'm currently working at a place that I actually like a lot of my coworkers. They're really nice people. And I'm kind of confused about this one coworker. I've heard from two different people that, I don't know, that he may like me or be interested in me, but the way he acts, I'm like, that's impossible because he's very, like, he won't really look at me. Like, he'll look at me, but he won't make eye contact, and I'm just wondering, like, okay, what is going on? And I don't want to date him because he works with me, and I don't know, like, I don't want to directly ask him because he seems so shy, but I'm just confused.
Okay. What did you think, Miss Nina? Because I'm going to tell her something.
Well, I picked up that he's extremely shy and doesn't feel he's worthy of you.
Oh, wow.
And I just want to say this, don't ship where you eat.
Yeah, I know. That too.
Okay. I shoot from the hip. Nina is definitely much nicer than me. But I just shoot from the hip. I mean, we all have work jobs where we saw somebody like, ooh, I'd like to date him or date her, you know, because you're attractive or intelligent, whatever that it may be. But it's also the other side of that spectrum is dangerous. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to actually leave that job. But still, I'm just like, I don't want to approach a guy that may just not be interested in me and make it uncomfortable. I'd rather just leave it be or...
Leave it be.
Okay.
Leave it be. Samantha, there's some guy that's out there. He's standing to the left of you. He just came out of 7-Eleven. Who's that guy? There's a guy to the left of you, and he just walked out the store. Now he's standing next to you. I know you're not at a store. This is what the vision is showing me. Rich Robert. Sometimes people think he's a heckler, but a heckler. Like when you go out and people will be nasty or whatever to entertainers, what have you. The people think he's a heckler, but he's not. That's just his defense mechanism. Oh, my God, you know this guy. Who do you know that's like a, he's arrogant. He can be arrogant. I mean, you're not dating him, but you know this guy. But he would be good for you. But you'd have to bring him down two or three levels. In other words, knock him off his high horse. But he's a good guy, and I see that he's around me, but he's so close. That's what I said. They're showing me, like, he stepped out of 7-Eleven and walked right up to you. Yeah, so, but it's, they're telling me that you know him. How well do you know him? I don't know. So he's tall and he's slender. What else is he showing me? He's tall, he's slender, loud. I guess that's why I didn't say like a heckler. Yeah, he can be loud. But if you two got together, you'd knock him off that mountain to reality. It's not like putting him down. It's like, okay, you may think you're all that, but you're not, honey. You know, you're just a human being just like me, all trying to get somewhere in this world. So, but yeah, but I see him. You're going to run into him in 2 weeks. Real quick here. Maybe that's why I saw 7-Eleven, because evidently maybe you were walking past 7-Eleven as he was coming out, and he stopped you and walked up to you. That must be what, okay, that is what it is. That's what it is. You're walking past, and he sees you, and he comes out the store and starts talking to you. Yeah, you two haven't seen each other in eons. In eons.
Yeah, because I can't even remember a person named Robert that sounds like him, that fits his description that I know of.
Yeah, Robert or Rich. They might even call him Bill, but I'm seeing Robert or Rich. Well, something along that line. It could be somebody that you didn't give two sheets about. You know what I mean? Like, oh, hi, how are you? Okay. So that's what I'm saying. I don't see you two having had a relationship. No. But you know each other. But how well that is between the two of you. So anyway, look for him in 2 weeks. Just walk real slow when you see a 7-Eleven. When you're walking past it, because he's going to come out and catch you, because he's going to be like, Samantha? And you're going to turn around, yeah. And then, you know, you two he'll remind you who he is and stuff. And you're like, oh, okay. So you two do start dating, but you just need to teach him. You're the dominant one in this relationship. So when you meet this guy again, just remember, you're the one that's going to have to control those reins, not him. Because he's kind of just out there. He's loud and a little boisterous, but I'm telling you, deep down, this man is very sensitive and he's got a good heart. That's just a defense mechanism he uses. It's like a short man thing.
Yeah.
You know, to make you feel like, hey, I'm really 6 feet tall, but I only stand 5'2". But he is tall and slender, so that's just him. He just needs to learn about himself, like, oh, that's not even necessary. You know, just be yourself. But as far as the guy at work, no.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
I do get it.
Okay. Okay, just look for this guy that's coming up in less than 2 weeks. And call me back, Samantha, and let me know.
I will. Thank you so
much. Oh, you're welcome. Nina, did you have anything?
No, other than sometimes relationships do work out even in the office. My husband and I are proof of that. We worked for the same company, and we've been married for 41 years.
Oh, that's beautiful. I mean, I do believe in that, but this guy, he just seems like he, one minute he doesn't even want to speak to me or look my direction, the other, he's just running away from me. So I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to leave you alone.
Yeah, well, you don't need to waste your time on somebody like that anyway, Samantha, but I'm just putting it out there that sometimes they do work out.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for the reading and the advice, ladies.
You're welcome.
You have a wonderful week, Samantha. Thank you for calling. Okay, next call.
Area code 404. You're on the line with Lena. Nina, who's this?
Hello?
404, you're on the line with Lena and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing terrific. And you?
Yes. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, and who is this?
Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. You're just so shy. I can see your little smile. You're too cute. Okay, Tasha, what can we do for you?
I was calling because I want to know if you see different line of employment coming.
Employment? I'm sorry, say it again.
Yes, different employment.
Okay, I'm sorry, Tasha. I want to get this correct. You want to know what's coming up in employment for you?
Yes.
Okay. I got medical field right away. Huh. Nurse's aide. Have you thought about going into the medical field?
Yeah, but
let me tell you what I see right now. They're showing me like a nursing home or either like a restorative care where people just go for a little bit, you know, because they need the extra help and then they go back home. You are assisting the nurse. I see you as a nurse's aide, but you're assisting, yeah. I mean, you know, you're not giving shots and all this stuff, but as far as you're in there with the nurse and make sure, do you need to bring them water?
As a social worker?
I'm sorry?
As a social worker? Because I don't know.
No, not a social worker, a nurse's aide. They're all over it. The hospital's everywhere. They're not qualified to give medications, but they assist the nurses as far as, you know, making sure
the
patient
is
comfortable.
Thank you, because I went to school. I got my master's. I was like, I'm not doing a nurse's aide, not to be cocky or anything like that.
Okay, well, that's what I saw. Where'd you get your master's in, babe?
Social work.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're in a setting, okay. Instead of a nurse's aide, you're working administrative in a place like that. So that still would be assisting, but not as a nurse. You're doing administrative work. But you're in the field where you're helping people that are like patients. So if it's not a hospital.
Is it like more like hospice?
Hey, hospice, you know, that's good. Hospice pays well. That's good. You know, you may not be working directly in with the people, but you could, you know what you could be doing, Tasha? You could help the families, like, as far as, you know, coming together or helping them with their paperwork, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you see that coming soon?
I don't know why you're not applying now. This should be snatching you up. Are you applying as administrator? Well, you may not have applied at these places. So let me put it like this. Apply at the nursing homes, restorative care places, and then your last out is apply at a hospital. But your destiny is to help people. That's your destiny.
I know.
So social work, yeah.
That's what I've been doing all my life.
Well, that's your destiny, huh? That's what you came down here in this realm to do, was to help people to understand things about life that they don't understand. You know, whether it be spiritual, mental, or physical. That's what you're here for. That's,
and
you're
just,
an angel.
You know,
will you stop it? You know you're an angel
down here. I know,
and I'm
asking, and I know this is a little selfish, but it's just like, you know, I've always been helping people, but you know how you get to that point in your life where
you get burned out.
You know, with what about me? Like, you know, no relationship, unhappy with my image. You know, just unsatisfied or unfulfilled. And it's just like, you know, I'm tired of helping people with, like, friends, family, and, you know, and excuse my language, and then they turn around and they shit on me. So it's kind of like I'm kind of don't want to do it anymore because it's really painful.
But you know what, Tasha, why it's painful? Because you didn't put boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Love yourself first, honey. You are number one. If you don't love Tasha, how are you going to love somebody else? So first
but
off,
I know,
love
and it's
you.
So cliche. How do you love
but
you?
But it's
like,
boundaries, honey. You got to make boundaries. Even though you want to help people, sometimes you just have to say, you know what, I would love to, but I can't do that right now. I'm not available. And
mm-hmm.
leave it at that. You don't have to hurt anybody's feelings. You can say that, you know, sure, you would love to help them, but right now you're not in that position to do that. You have to help Tasha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, oh, well, Tasha,
okay.
can I just get $10 or $20 from you? No. I just said, I have to help Tasha. Even if you have the money,
okay.
you might have $100 of disposable income that you could, like, help somebody out or go shop and just throw it away. No. I have to help Tasha first. So
mm-hmm.
that's the bottom line. I don't want you to get burned out because you're an angel. And it's just that the world is suffocating you right now. I know what that
yeah,
is. It's suffocating you. And you're like somebody coming out the water looking for air. Just let me breathe and get on down the road.
Yeah. Like, and it's just, I don't know if it's my age, you know, no relationship. I'm getting old. No, I mean, not
no, that doesn't
mean
it. Don't
I'm
even
in
say
a,
that. Stop. Don't even put those words in the universe. Stop it. Age does not mean nothing when it comes to love. Stop it. No.
But I've never
age
had like it's from like a significant other, and it's just
you haven't
like,
had a real love.
Yeah, from
somebody
a significant
that loves
other.
You totally and unconditionally, Tasha, spiritually, mentally, and physically. That's what you haven't had. You've had similarities, but not the full what you want.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to tell you is every day you tell God, I'm ready to receive my man or my husband, my mate. I'm ready to receive my mate, the man that you've designed for me. And say it every day. The more you say it, the closer it'll come, believe me. If every day you just say, well, God, I'm ready. I'm ready for the man to come into my life that you designed for me. Bring him on, you know. And just one or two sentences, just say that every day. In fact, if you do it for a month before 30 days has passed, you're going to meet somebody that's going to surprise you. I guarantee
okay.
that. You say that every day for a month, that you're ready for the man to come into your life that God has designed for you totally and unconditionally. Because you can't say, oh, he's 6'5", but, you know, he's a little chunky. All right, but this chunky man might treat you like the queen that you are.
Yeah, I know, and
okay.
thank you so much. You about made me cry, but it's just, it's too much for me right now, and I'm really not happy as far as, and I'm successful as far as where I'm at in life, but it's, you know, with my job and everything that I have now, but I really feel like I don't know. It's just a little overwhelming because I can't believe, you know, how life is turning out, and I'm not liking it.
Oh, well, that's okay. You know, when we go through stuff in life, it's two things. It either helps us to be stronger, or either we say, thank you, I know that's not what I want in my life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's
okay.
a blessing. You either be stronger, or you be like, mm-mm, that ain't working. No, I don't even want to hear it. That's too much BS for me. Mm-mm. You know, that's what I'm saying. Love you first. And put those boundaries in there. And, honey, don't feel bad about it. Even if the person gets upset with you, or, look, I could always come over and eat at your house, and all of a sudden you tell me I can't eat, and then I get a little disturbed. Oh, well, you know what? Because I love Tasha, I feel good. I feel good. And
mm-hmm.
it ain't like you're going to starve. Okay. You ain't going to starve.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, put you first. I'm saying this because it took me years to learn that. I was like you. My kids used to say, Mom would give up her last dime to help somebody out? Yeah, because I have a heart of gold. And if I can help somebody, I would. But in the process, just like you, I ended up hurting myself. So who was I helping? Everybody except Linus. Tasha's mm-hmm. helping everybody except Tasha. You know, so that's what I'm saying. You can love people, but you put them boundaries in there. Like, hey, ooh, that's enough. You know, or I wish I could, but I can't. You know, I don't care who it is, even down to your mother and father and your siblings. Tasha has to love Tasha. You're an angel here to help people. You know, and you're just smothered. I mean, girl, you smothered more than chicken and gravy right now with people all over you.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand. It's,
I'm not feeling it. Like, I'm just really, like, fed up.
I know, but it will, honey. You'll come back into where you're supposed to be, and it is to help people. But do this. Two things. One, do put applications in, like I said, at nursing homes or restorative care or hospitals.
Okay. Huh? I was waiting until after I got licensed, because, you know, my test is coming up and this Thursday. So I was waiting until after that, because once you're licensed, you know, you'll have a little more opportunity. But so I'm,
okay,
you know,
well,
studying
then,
for that.
Okay, then
and
once
then
you get
hopefully,
your license, go ahead.
I mean, yeah, after that, hopefully everything goes well, and then I'll start, like, doing, because I think they want you to be licensed to do, like, administrative. So once
okay.
I do that, hopefully, you know, I'm praying that everything goes well on the 16th, and then I'll go from there.
Okay. Sounds good. Give me a call back, Samantha, and let me know. But do say those two lines like I told you. At least do that for a whole month. I know it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks left in this month, and then a week in August? Do it for a whole
mm-hmm.
month. I'm telling you, believe me, you will be surprised. Within 30 days, you're going to meet somebody.
Okay,
so give me a call back and let me know. All right, Miss Nina, did you have anything to add, or I bet she's busy in the chat room.
I am busy in the chat room, but I'm feeling the same way as you are, so no, nothing new to add.
Okay. Well, Samantha, thank you for calling. I mean, Samantha, Lord have mercy. Tasha, thank you for calling, and we love you dearly. Have a wonderful weekend. Just love Tasha. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, honey. Next phone. Okay, I better stop. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Miss Nina. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's in there to assist you. One question per caller, please. Okay, next call. Area code 857. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. You're on the line. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. No. Me and Brenda's Lisa.
Yes.
Oh, my God. How you doing, woman?
I'm good. How are you, honey?
Wait a minute. Is this Annabelle?
No.
No, it's Lisa. I see the phone number. Lisa. Wait a minute.
It's Gwen.
I know
it's
me and Brenda.
I have
now
phone.
I know. Lisa, my God. How are you doing?
Yes.
Sorry,
I'm
everybody,
good.
But she's close to me and Brenda, so we haven't heard from her.
I'm well.
Okay.
Is it Gwen?
Gwen,
yeah. Is
yes.
that Brenda?
That's Nina. Miss
oh.
Nina. Yeah, it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Nina.
Hi,
oh, my
Gwen.
God. Hey, Nina. How are you, honey?
I'm doing remarkably well. Thank you very much. And it's really
good.
Nice to hear your voice again.
It sure
you
is.
You too, honey. You too. If I'm not on the phone, I'm going to be online. Always in the chat room.
Okay, well, we're so glad you called.
I miss you guys. Miss you.
Let me write your number down so I can call you after the show. Okay, so, wait a minute. Write your number down. Okay.
Okay, what's your question?
Your number. Yeah, what's your question, young lady?
Well, you know, I'm feeling, oh, thank you for the young. I like that. You know, I'm feeling, is, I feel like a butterfly that's just ready to just break out of the cocoon. I really am. I really want to start making some changes in my life. Excuse me. One of them is physical, and the other one is actually bringing someone, a partner, a lover, or friend, into my life. And
okay.
When I've had a reading before, people never were able to describe how we look. They always said, he's different from what you're used to. Don't judge a book by its cover. And I'm like, well, what does he look like, a cyclops? What does he look like?
Well, let me concentrate on that. But, Lisa, I want to tell you this right quick. They just showed me down below your navel, left-hand side, there's a little bit of a blockage there. So I'm just going to tell you, like, eat some pears or whatever that, you know, is a laxative, but natural. I don't want you to take laxative pills. Whatever is natural for you that'll take you to the bathroom. I say pears because pears work for me, but, you know, some people's prunes or whatever. But natural, don't take a pill, and it'll move on out.
No.
But I see it's a little bit of black, almost like a constipation, but it's just a little bit of something. I think something didn't pass through, so when you eat whatever, it will go. So I just had to tell you that because when they show me these things, I got to pass them on. Okay, now, your love life. Well, let's see who's coming for Lisa. I see a man with got a little bit of a tummy. He's tall and dark. Let me write this down. I see a man, he's tall. He's dark. He's in the church. Is he a deacon or an usher?
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah, he does something in the church. I think he's a deacon. Every Sunday, and on some Sundays, he ushers. He helps out with the ushers. He knows one of your girlfriends. That's how you're going to meet. He knows one of your girlfriends. Where are you guys at? There's some outdoor celebration. There's also like a lounge. Now, not a lounge like jazz, something where people just sit back and listen to the music. You don't dance. And I also see outdoors because I see kids running around like a park. And that you meet him there, but he knows one of your girlfriends. And she introduces you to, but that's what I'm saying. You're at an event, and she's there. Maybe she invites you or whatever, and she introduces you to this man. So let me tell James, George. James, George, Jackson. Write those three names down. Okay, now this man, like I said, he's tall, he's dark, he's bald. He wears a baby hoop in his left ear. Dresses quite nice. He's always dressed very nice, very clean. Possibly an Aquarius. Always thinking. He's an very intelligent man. He's always thinking. He's getting ready to retire here in a couple of 2 to 3 years. He's going to retire. He works with the government, so he makes good money. He works with the government, but he's looking. His goal is the next 2 or 3 years, he's going to be out of there now. Looks like he's got 30 years in. So,
oh, my God.
He's been divorced for years. He's got a grown daughter, possibly a grown son, but I see a grown daughter for sure. It looks like it could be a boy in the background, a little bit older than her. Yeah, he's been divorced good 10 years, long time. And he just never remarried. Never found somebody to really interest him, you know, to want to go to that level. But you and him will hit it off. Hit it off. I'm seeing that you meet him around the 1st of August, but they're showing me that something is going on this month. Outdoors at this park, like I said, a picnic or something, and you meet him. So I don't know, maybe the 1st of August will be your official dating, the time that you date, and maybe you just talk on the phone or something when you meet him this month. But Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What's interesting. That's okay. I'm sorry. What's interesting is that one of the employees at work invited me to a outing, which is at a yacht club.
Oh.
It's like a mixer, a gathering.
Yeah. Yayas.
Yeah.
Let me do
the end of July.
Little, that guy. Yayas. That's it, girl. That is it.
Yeah,
go.
At the end of July.
Go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm
That's
going.
It. That's it.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
it. That's it. Because
oh, yeah.
I told you, I see on the first week of August, you have your first official date. Yeah, but before then, you know, you two of you are just kind of talking on the phone, you know, getting to know one another, and then you finally have an official date. Yeah, I can't see what
good.
This man does in the government, but he's high up. Whatever his job is, he's high up. Oh,
because
wait,
not
wait,
only
wait.
That, but not only that, but in October I'm going to, it's a. The Executive Leadership Council, they have a ball, we'll call it a ball, every year, and it's like high-ranking black leadership. And I'm going to that in October.
Okay, he's going with you.
Ooh, okay.
Good. He's going with you because he's going to know a lot of people there.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. Like I said, he's not only active in church, his job working for the government has something to do with distribution and inventory. That's all I can see, distribution and inventory. Mhm.
Oh, this is beautiful.
You're going to like this guy. You are, Lisa. You're going to like him.
Beautiful.
He's a nice man. Mhm. He's a nice man,
beautiful.
But he just kind of like a loner. You know, after he got divorced many years ago and his kids are grown, he just kind of, you know, go to work every day, go to church, and go back home. That's about
right.
it. No.
Right.
I mean, yeah, he's active in some organizations, but, you know, he just kind of mostly, like, stays by himself. He's not a guy that hits the streets. He's not a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
He may have a drink. He's not a drink. Big drinker. He's not on drugs. He's definitely not on drugs. Of course, he works for the government. So, but like I said, you two will hit it off. He's kind of quiet, like you. He is. He's kind of quiet. I'll tell you one thing. I see the angels are showing me he'll be a fierce protector of you, to the point that he would even go up against your family for you.
Yeah.
He would.
Yep.
He gets to know you real well and love you, it's like, he don't want nobody to hurt you. Not nobody.
Oh.
This guy has deep feelings. So when he loves, he loves.
Wow.
You know, it's not like a little flipping over your head during the night. No. When he says that he loves you and he's interested in you, he means that from the bottom of his heart and his spirit. He means that. Yep.
Wow. Good. It's about time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything happens. You know what? Things may not happen when we want them to, but they're always on time.
Amen.
Agree?
Amen. Agree.
Agree? Okay.
Agree.
Okay. We can be wanting something like, okay, God, like how long am I supposed to wait for this? You know, is he going to show up or what? Well, maybe God is getting it together so that when he do show up, you'll be happy. Because if before then, it may not be that good, right?
That's right.
So
yeah.
patience. I
yeah.
know patience is a virtue, but when it's right, it's right.
It's right.
Right.
Amen.
Yep.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Linus. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. I'm so glad. I'm going to call you back.
Okay. All right. My new phone that I've been wanting for so, a long time. That's all we got. So.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yes, God is.
All right.
Well, Lisa, thank you for calling. I'll talk to you shortly.
Many blessings. You too, Nina. God bless, honey.
God bless you, Gwen. Thank you for calling us.
All righty.
Bye. Okay. Love you. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Area code 929. This is a good day. Area code 929, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maribel.
Hi, Maribel. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's Sunday, but I'm doing well. Looking forward to the week.
Oh, yeah. Good day today. Good day in the life. So, Maribel, what can we do for you, young lady?
Well, I would like to know if my efforts in finding a potential, you know, boyfriend are going to pay off, or if I should look, am I missing, like, some signals or anything?
Are you dating anybody right now?
Currently, no.
Okay. Oh, my God. They just showed me. I said, who do you have for Maribel that's waiting in the wings? They showed me that you just slapped the taste out of somebody's mouth not too long ago. Mm. If you didn't do it physically, you did it with your mouth. Let's see. You're picky. Picky. Do you have clarity of what you want, Maribel?
Definitely.
Seeking... Okay. I see that there was one guy that tried to approach you, but he did a 180-degree turn because of your attitude. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a good guy, too. Whoa, okay. Let me look again, see what else they're showing me. You know what, Mira? You look for a man. I want you to be clear in your mind what it is that you want and get rid of the garbage in your mind. Because I see that as a, it's like a stuck point. Are you looking for a man as a mate or as a husband?
To be honest, I just want to find a guy who I can be completely comfortable with. And
oh, that's companionship then.
Yeah.
That's companionship. Okay. Okay. There's a guy I see with a split tooth. He reminds me of David Letterman. He's got the split between his teeth in the front. I see this guy on the side, but I keep getting from him, he's not sure. So evidently he's met you, but he's not sure. He's holding back. Why? Huh. Are you a forthright woman? Will you just tell it like it is, or you just come right out? You don't play like this is what it is, or if we're going to be together?
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Maribel, what's your birth date? I mean, never mind. Just tell me what your sign is.
Aquarius.
I was right. Yeah, okay. I was right. Let it go, Maribel. Whatever this happened in the past, let it go. The goodness of men will come to you. But from the past, just let it go. I want you to think now that whoever comes into your life will be a good man totally and unconditionally.
Okay?
Make it clarity. And I'm going to tell you, like I told the young lady earlier, every day for a month, tell God that you're ready. If it's not God, the universe, that you're ready to receive the man that's going to make you happy totally and unconditionally, and that's spiritually, mentally, and physically. Say that every day for 30 days. And within 30 days, you're going to meet, for you, I see you meeting three men. If you say this for 30 days, I see three men approaching you. So that's why I'm telling you, have your clarity and let the other stuff go. You know, sometimes when we're in a relationship, we've been hurt or bitter or angry, and then we have the opportunity to meet someone new. We're still holding on to that baggage. So you're looking at that guy like, I wish you would fuck up. I'm going to hurt you. You know, we don't want to do that. This is a new human being, like a brand new baby that's just born. So I'm not going to compare you to what I just went through. I'm going to give you the opportunity to show me something different. Okay.
Okay.
All right, love. There you go. I hear that change. Okay. Love you, Mary Bell. Thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful week, young lady.
All right. You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, next call, area code 610. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this? 610. Hello, hello,
hello.
Yes,
hello.
You're on the line.
Oh, hi, Linus. Hi, Nina. Thank you for taking my call. This is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How you doing today?
Hi. I'm happy to hear that you're feeling better. You're in my thoughts and in my prayers, Nina.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to call in. I had a different question, but before, I just wanted to mention something that I did talk to you back in May when I had you told me that I'd be getting 2 job offers.
Okay.
And in fact, what happened, it was quite peculiar because they did give me an offer on the 27th, and it started on June 3rd.
Okay.
And then a few days later, somebody else called me about a job, and they wanted me to go in for the interview. And then we interviewed over the phone. I was going to go for an in-person. But after thinking about it long and hard, I decided to stay with the first one that I took, the first job. And here I am. It's been a little over a month, and I'm there now.
Okay. And, Sonia, is this the one that did we talk about you'd be there for 5 years, permanent?
I'm not sure. I didn't. But I just want to mention that to Nina. I mean, I just want to give out that affirmation. You know. So yeah, but that wasn't my question. But I just wanted to, you know, say that Nina was right on the money. You know, she is very accurate. In case anybody wanted to get a reading, you know. So I just wanted to mention that. My question was actually it was a different one. I just want to ask a question about real estate. I have a rental property for sale. I've had it out for about 3 months. And this weekend I decided, and I spoke to my realtor, and I decided to drop the price, $10,000. And I also told her, why don't we, you know, I want to put in offer the home warranty. So, you know, I just wanted to see, you know, if you're picking up anything as far as me selling that property and, like, when, and if I'll be getting maybe the target price.
Miss Nina?
I see you selling it for full asking price.
Oh, okay.
But not to the buyer that you have right now.
No, I don't have any buyer. I mean, I just decided to lower the price so it's more marketable by $10,000. And I also... we're going to pay for the home warranty. You know, you offered as an incentive, the two things. I don't have any buyers now. I haven't even had that many showings. So,
okay, well, you will have a buyer
fairly
shortly is what I'm picking up. I'm not exactly sure when. Lettuce, are you picking anything up?
No, I'm letting you have it. I think you have more clarity there than me. I'm not that good on real estate. Mm-mm.
Before the end of August.
Okay, so you say before the end of August, you see the ball rolling, or before the end of August it will be sold?
Before the end of August it will be sold.
Yeah, I just thought it was a good idea, you know, what I did, dropping the price $10,000, and I'm putting in that home warranty. I just thought that those are going to make things happen.
Yeah, that will definitely help, but please don't sell yourself short.
No, absolutely. It's not like I'm going to keep dropping another $10,000 because, you know, I have to pay off the mortgage on that house. I want to move on to different things in my life, and I can't be always focusing on this. I started this new job. You know, I want to go back to take more classes in school, and my mind kind of focused on other things if I have to be worrying about every little detail. People calling me about three ants. Yes, they have called me about three ants in the house, believe it or not. Every little thing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a type of landlord that I do take care of things. There's so many upgrades there. The place is top of the line. But people will always find a reason to complain, always.
Yeah. Can I say something?
I think,
like, tagging on with what Nina's saying, don't sell yourself short. I think the home warranty, I think you should take that off of the table.
Thank you, Brenda. Oh. That's what I
want
to
do. Yeah, the first thing I felt, I actually thought you could just drop it by 5,000, but, you know, I mean, you're going to get, like Nina said, you're going to get an offer. It's going to go to escrow. But mm-hmm. The 10,000, I think that's good enough.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying, because it's been on the market a long time, and I really, really want to get it sold before the winter starts, because that's when, you know, the problems start, and the snow, and the this, and the that. And to be honest with you, if I want to do my business on the side and start taking classes and go back to school, I'm not going to be able to as long as I have this. So I've had a property for 10 years. I used to live there. It is turnkey, but now it's just time to move on. You know what I'm saying?
If you feel like you're not getting fast enough movement by towards the end of August, maybe you could kick in that home warranty, but I would take it off the table.
Well, I mean, it's there now. It's not that much. And it's not like the top of the line one, but it's something, in case you're asking. You know, it is an incentive. And then if they say, hey, we want to offer like this, I'm like, wait a minute, the price was this. Not too long ago, it was just dropped 10 grand. So come on, you're getting a two-unit property in excellent condition. I wish I would have had a property in this condition when I bought it. New furnace, new hot water heater, new water pump, flooring, you name it. I put a lot of money.
Okay, well, I mean, you're welcome to offer whatever you want. I believe that what Nina and I are tagging into from the energy
mm-hmm.
we're picking up, you don't
mm-hmm.
need that on the table. Do you not understand me?
Okay. Right, right.
Yeah.
And you can withdraw that at any time before an offer is put up through.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, because it would be some more money in my pocket, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if it comes down to haggling at the end, say you'll throw it in there, but I don't think you're going to need that. I don't, but that's not the sense I'm getting, and
right.
I think Nina and I are on the same page.
Right. So you guys see a sale, like Nina said, like the end of August. That's great. You know, that's wonderful.
I think you're definitely going to have an offer. It's going to go to
escrow.
There
you go, Sonia.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful
Take
weekend.
Care.
Congratulations
you too.
On
Bye-bye.
Your sale. Bye-bye. And Brenda has popped in. Let's welcome Brenda. Yay! Brenda came in to pop in for a minute. So, yeah, with me and Nina. Okay.
That was a good call, Nina, on her job. Good call.
Yeah, it is. Very good, Nina. Area code 414, you're on the line with Linus, Nina, and Brenda's with us. Yay! Okay, who's this?
Hi, ladies. Thanks for taking my call. I'm the first time calling with you guys, and my name is Felicia.
Well, welcome, Felicia, to the show. We're so glad that you called. How can
you guys
help
are
you
so
today?
Live and jazzy. I love that.
Well, I choose from the hip. Brenda does the more broader, and Ms. Nina does the reiki psyche. So you got a good variety between the three of us.
I've been positive. I've been positive for the last several months. So I've been going through a thing. I lost my dad, and last year that was hard for me. And I moved from my hometown to where I'm at now. Thank you. Moved to my hometown now, which I thought is a great move. And I'm just trying to get my finance together. I have to make a payment on something by this week, and I'm just trying to see if it'll work out right, because I got possibilities of jobs lining up, more jobs lining up. But I'm just trying to see how everything is working financially for me.
For your payment, I'm going to tell you this right quick. Mm. All you have to do is say every day that I received the payment, blah, 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 for whatever. I received the payment for blah, 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 and keep going. Even though you haven't.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? You're going to put it out there to the universe that you have received it already. You're just waiting.
Okay.
Okay, that's all. Just say that every day this week, because you need it this week. So even when we hang up, say it that I received the payment for blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought she was trying to make a payment.
I do have to make it by this week, but I've still been sending it out like you guys said. I've been doing this for the last month about certain things, or all bills or anything I have. I say when I write the bill down, I'll say, I wrote a check for this. I wrote a check for this, and that's what I do.
Okay.
I I get the sense that your full payment isn't going to be made this week. I know it sounds like you have to. I'm just getting this feeling that it's something that's going to be split in two. I don't know who you talk to or who you have to talk to or who's going to provide that, but I get a sense that you're not going to make the full payment. And it's not a bad thing. It's going to be okay. I get this feeling that it's going to be okay, but it's not going to be the full payment. I don't know. What are you getting, Nina?
I'm picking up the same thing, Brenda, and I also want to just say right now goodbye to everyone. I am going offline now. It's my husband's birthday, and I have to finish making his birthday.
So, happy birthday, Porky Pig.
Happy birthday,
the booster.
Nina, you enjoy. I know y'all going to have a good time with all the family and the grandkids and everybody. So party for me and Brenda, too. Tell Jim we sent our very best.
I will share that. Thank you very much, and I will see you all next week. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye, Nina.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, Felicia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know you're sort of, I think you're sort of like, a little, you have a little trepidation, but I know you know on some level it's going to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is going to be taken care of. You're going to be okay. You're not going to be put into a situation that's really bad. No matter what anybody says, trust me, it's going to work out. I just think it's going to be split somehow. And it's going to be okay to be split. When I say think, it's the sense that I'm getting.
That's good as well.
Yeah, it's good for you to just actually accept the benefit and praise God for working it out and just stop worrying about it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'll just keep putting it out in out there in the world and out there and just keep saying my prayers, seeing it and mentally visualizing and everything that's happening positive in my life. That's all.
Sure. Okay. So, you know, hey, even better. It gets paid in full. But, you know, however, I'm just telling you right now, you're going to be covered.
Yes.
You'll be
thank
all right.
You.
All right. All right,
Felicia.
And
thank you so much
real
for
quickly,
calling. Okay.
Real quickly, it really was a good move for you to move back. I got all these huge blooms for you. So start looking around. Things are going to really be going for your way here. Just everything's going to start falling in step for you. And I have to say this because when you mention your father, it was like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It was so time for him in his mind. He wanted, it was ready for him to go. I know no one wants to hear that. But his going opened a lot of doors for you.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
I agree.
I feel
that
too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I
just had to tell you
that
because it came up as soon as you started speaking, Felicia.
Yeah, I agree. He's my heart. He still is my heart. It went something for him. We wasn't expecting it, but in a way, he knew because he had everything in plan. We didn't even know he had things together like that.
Oh, yeah, he was ready to go.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go through. He did enough. So thank you, ladies. Thank you for everything.
Spiritually, he was ready to go, sweetie. That's what I'm just trying to tell you. You know, he doesn't want to leave you, guys, but he was spiritually ready. He was ready to go.
Yeah,
well, you'll get it. You get it. Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies. I will be calling.
You're
again.
Welcome, Felicia, and congratulations. All right. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina. Miss Nina's gone, but we've got Brenda, our treat. So Brenda's here with us. It's me and Brenda. Okay, and then phone number 64. I still love it. 646-727-2914. Okay, area code 323. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Yvette, you guys are crazy busy this weekend.
Yeah, we're getting it in.
I know. I called in early, too. Well, at least I thought it was early. Hey, how are you doing? So it's been a super long time since I've spoken with you. And I guess my question is, I would like to also ask about love, see what you're getting from me.
Okay, Yvette and wealth. Concentrate.
Okay. I want to ask a question, but I don't want it to sound racist.
Okay.
So, do you like fair-complected people? I mean, do you allow that in your...
You are on...
I don't know who you are, whoever, so it really isn't racist, but... I'm telling you, what I'm getting is the person that is coming your direction is really fair, as in either they're white or they're high yellow or they're Italian and super light Italian or I don't know, but they're very fair. I almost see a blonde, but I'm not really sure. I know the complexion is really light. I don't know if that's your cup of tea or not.
But that's what's coming for you.
Not saying that it's going to seep, but that's what's coming here in the next short spell here. That's what I see.
Okay.
Let's see what Lena sees.
Oh, I was working on wealth.
On wealth?
Mm-hmm. I thought
she
asked about wealth or she asked about a boyfriend. I thought she asked about wealth.
No, I thought she, Yvette, right? You're asking about love. Okay. But
so
you
we'll
did say love, right? Your love life.
I did.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, Yvette. You got somebody coming towards you that's attractive and light. Light bright, probably.
I mean, some people have things, you know, like they don't date black men or they don't date Italians. My grandfather was like, stay away from Italians, and I'm with a Sicilian. Some people, you know, don't date redheads. You know what I'm saying? Some people have a type.
Yeah, I totally get it.
I don't know if you have one, but I'm just telling you what's on the horizon heading your way.
Okay.
I get the impression he's either going to have sort of white hair or blonde hair or sandy brown or something. But I see, it just looks like a regular white person. The arms I see on this person.
When do you see her meeting this?
Huh?
Does he have any finesse?
Finesse.
You know, I'm not really seeing that portion of him. What I'm just being shown at the moment is his coloring. And he's not a bulky guy. He has a more of a thin stature. He's more lanky.
Right. Okay.
Oh, you said right. Oh, that's your type?
I'm open. I mean, but I like a man that's in shape.
Oh, okay. But, yeah.
I know, that's right.
Some
meat
he's
on
just,
his bones.
He might be a little unexpected. What'd you say, Lynn?
I was saying some meat on your bones. You don't want nothing cutting you.
Well, you know, you'd be surprised what'll come in your life that you think is not what you were looking for. I could tell you about what I was looking for. It was not what I got.
So
and what I got has been the best of my life. Okay?
Yeah, well. Got it? You got it, Yvette?
Yeah. Is there anything else you can tell me about this person? Besides him being fair?
Not me.
That's all I'm seeing.
Anything else? Oh, okay. Well, there you go, Yvette. Gone with a girlfriend. Use them womanly wiles.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Okay, next call. Area code 727. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
This is Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Kate. Doing great. How are you?
Oh,
okay.
Perfect.
Wow. That's my word.
Oh, yeah.
That's
perfect.
Your word,
you know,
huh?
Some people say I'm just short of perfect. No, I ain't short. I am perfect.
Oh, I got that.
Yep.
Kate, do you
all
like
right.
horses? Do you like horses?
I do. My daughter is a big horse lover.
Oh. Okay, what's your question?
My question is about what you see coming for the next 3 weeks.
And what? Give us something to focus on. Love, business, family. What?
Finance.
On finance.
Did she say employment?
No, finances in the next 3 weeks. That's what she needs to know. What do you see coming up?
I think Linus has to answer this.
Yeah, man. Okay. I'm seeing dollar signs, but I want to see where are they coming from. They showed me two. Okay, there is a man that's going to give you some money. I see $500 cash. So there's a man. I don't know who he is, but I see this man peeling out five $100 bills to you, Kate.
Yes.
Are you looking for a $1,000 payment? It looks like it'll come at the end of 3 weeks, and on that Friday you'll receive it. Yeah, it's coming
okay.
in mail. It's either coming in mail or you're going to a bank, but I think it's – I'm picking up that it's coming in mail. But you'll receive a check for $1,000, but it's on Friday. 3 weeks and the last day that it comes in. So I see that in mail. I see a man giving you $500 cash. All this is within 3 weeks period that you're inquiring about.
See, I'm just picking up horses around you.
Well, I see her daughter, well, female, this either giving her money or helping her.
I don't know.
Why am I seeing this female?
I almost thought maybe she
should. Oh, okay.
She...
Now I see. She's not giving her money. She's telling Kate, it's okay, I got it. Okay, okay. Maybe it's her daughter. Kate was going to help her with something, but she's like, I got it. It's okay.
Huh.
Okay. What else do I see? Oh, you're going to have to tell somebody in 3 weeks, get the hell away from your door.
Hmm.
Wow. This is somebody that has worked your last good nerve. You got a peephole. Why do you even open the door? Just talk to them through the door. Don't even open it. This person is very caustic, chaotic, negative, bitter.
Toxic.
Yeah, very toxic. But I don't even want her to open the door. Just look through the peephole and like, get the hell away from my door. She don't even have to open the door. Yeah, it's
can
somebody from our past.
The person?
He looks almost like what's that guy that played in with the bear, Dan? That show Dan the with the grizzly bear. He looks like that. He don't have understanding.
Oh, Dan. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he looks like that, but he has no understanding. I mean, he's a problem. She knows this because she knows this man from the past. So I'm just telling you, Kate, you know who he is. You're asking me to describe him, but you know who this toxic person is. Just don't open your door because they're only coming to your door to start shit. I'm being honest with you. Just to start some mess. So when this guy approaches your door, just get the hell away or you're calling the cops. He'll leave. He'll leave because when he hears that you say you're going to call the cops, he'll get the hell out. So anyway, now other than that little bit of yuck, everything is good.
Okay.
Everything is good. You'll get your money from this guy and you'll get your check 3 weeks at last Friday. You'll get a check for $1,000. Yep. Yep. So other than that one little snack food, you're okay, Kate. You're doing fine. Yeah.
Right.
Just keep on doing what you're doing. It's coming to you. Yes, well, you're being blessed. You're being blessed. But, you know, when we're at our happiest and we're blessed and things are going good, the negative always tries to rear its head. So that's why I'm telling you, you're going to do good in this little patch here. You just don't open the door, you know, like kiss my ass and keep going. So,
okay.
Yeah, but other than that, Kate, you're going to be fine. Have a wonderful 3 weeks.
Thank you so
much. Thank you for calling. Yep, love you, girl. You got it. Okay, next call, area code 561. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Linus and Brenda. This is Lena from Florida. How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, good,
and you, young
Lena.
Lady?
I want to ask you, there's a man that's been around me. His name is Steve. I want to see if you get a read on him. He seems very like up and down. I'm not really sure where I stand with him.
Okay. He's a Gemini, number one. So, you
he's
know.
He's a Sag. Yeah, he's got a Gemini moon. You're right. And Geminis
yep.
are so, they love games. Oh, my God.
Well, remember, Gemini is a sign of the twins, honey.
Yes.
This sign of the twins. So if they're sign of the twins, you got one that's good and one that's bad, right?
Yeah.
I
they,
mean, usually they're both can be good, but because of Gemini, the horoscope sign, one is up, one is down. So.
Yeah, they seem like they love games, but that literally is their duality. Literally.
Because I'm a Pisces, and I'm this fish up and down.
Yeah, but there's a difference. It's a completely
yeah.
different aspect with Pisces, trust me. But
yeah, well,
it's almost like the Gemini can be, it's more like of a two-faced nature. It's like there's one side of the face and the other side. There's a duality that sort of exists at the same time. The Pisces, it's like you're either going to spiral up or you're going to spiral down. You know, it depends on your perspective and where
mm-hmm.
your mind is at the moment. It's very different.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, you're mutable. You can fit him, but he doesn't fit you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always mm-hmm. said, guys, I don't know, for some reason, plus Pisces could just mold themselves to be with anybody.
Yeah, they're mutable.
Yeah.
And if you're, like, a total Pisces, you're going to be the one that ends up taking care of situations. And that one there, while he can bring some financial support, it's going to be really frustrating and creepy at
what?
Times. Huh?
What did you say?
It can be real frustrating and creepy because you don't, you never know which face you're going to get. That's why you said it seems like it's sort of up and down. It doesn't even have to be you. It doesn't, you know, it could be anything that
yeah.
changes their face. You know, maybe they had strawberries for breakfast and all of a sudden they decided in the middle of them they wish they'd had papaya and they're bothered. It's a really strange dynamic. And
I still
because
have
of the way you are,
I told
like
him
I said,
off.
You're
I
better.
Him.
You're better for him than he is for you.
I told him he's insensitive and he's inappropriate, and so I'm just like we're not even really talking right now. I haven't seen him. You know, he plays games. One minute he seems like he's into me. The next minute, I don't know. I don't like the up and down, and I'd like to know where I stand with people.
Okay. Lena, let me tell you what I see because we need to move on. I didn't realize I'm coming to the end. What I picked up was that he's not Steve now, but another guy. He's a salesman. He's an older guy, not that old. I'd probably say he's probably early 50s. He's thick. Okay, so he's probably about 5'9 and 5'11, 5'10. But he's a little thick. Now, that doesn't mean he's like fat, but he's thick, you know, big man. And he's a Capricorn. You'll be meeting him before the end of summer. Before August 31st, you'll meet this man, and it'll be a nice relationship.
Mm-hmm. So I need to blow this guy Steve off.
I'm sorry?
So I need to blow this guy Steve off.
With the quickness?
Yeah.
With the quickness, that ain't you, girl. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You're a queen. Why are you going low? Always go high.
No. Right.
All right, then. All right.
Thanks.
So
bye
remember,
bye.
There's a salesman that's coming up, so
okay.
just be cognizant
okay.
of that. And he's a Capricorn,
okay.
and he's a little thick.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Lena. Have a wonderful week. Next call, we're going to move through kind of quickly. 914, you're on the line with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Melissa from New York. How are you guys?
Hi, Melissa. Doing perfect.
Well, ladies, I've been dating, and I dated a Brazilian guy and an Italian guy so far. And I slid them to the corner. They're just not. I like those type of guys, but it's just that those guys, one was wild and one was just mild. So maybe I need a between, I don't know.
Brazil
so
was
know,
wild
you,
and the Italian was mild, huh? Am I hitting it
the
right?
The Brazilian was wild, yes.
I was right,
was
okay,
mild.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
So, Melissa, what do you want us to do, to tell you who to be with?
No, I wanted to know, like, do you see someone new coming around?
Oh, okay, romance, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know about Brenda, but I see an NBA player coming towards you.
I don't know.
How tall is this guy? 6'8"? Jesus. Ooh, and he's all over you. Wait a minute. Hold up. What you doing to Melissa? You meet him at a party. Yeah. You know what? You're going to meet an NBA player at a party that comes on to you. I'm going to tell you right now, Melissa, no, not, ain't going to happen. Okay? I'm looking at him. When he approaches you, it's like a Kobe Bryant thing. You know what happened with him, right?
Oh, yeah. He got in a
okay.
lot of trouble.
Okay. Well, this NBA player, I don't know why he comes to you across the room. I can see it. And he's just talking to you, you know, and... You know, he looks good. He's a good-looking guy, but still, you know, he just wants to get in your pants. He could give a boo-hoo less about you as a human being and what you're about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just telling you, this is what I see right now.
You're sort of in that player arena because player keeps coming up over and over and over. And I can't seem to, that's all I'm hearing with you, is player. But mostly what I get the sense is somebody thinks you're a player. So I don't know if that's why Mr. NBA is like, oh, yeah, she's, you know, she's down. I don't know. But you're in this weird arena. So I will say this, as far as the permanent, the one, there's a delay for that. I don't see it anytime soon.
No.
Lennessy's, but...
No, I don't see it anytime soon either. All I saw was that NBA player, but it was not a good thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
It was not a good thing. So if you like the athletes, I mean, I have a goddaughter that's really into the athletes, and she attends a lot of their functions and events. Just be discretionary and cautious, please,
mm-hmm.
while you're out and about with these folks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say, Melissa. Just be careful. But other than
wow.
that, I mean, you're fine.
I never
You're an outgoing woman. You're charismatic. I mean, you know what you want and what you don't want, so God bless you for that. But I'm just telling you to be careful because sometimes what they say with all is gold, don't shine.
Yeah, it'll be
no.
a lot of games.
You know, it's like sticking your hand in the cookie jar. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a sports person, so that's kind of funny. But
it's the perception that people are having. Somebody has a perception about you. And when I hear player that keeps bonging, there are some people that have the bongs. When I hear player, it's not that you're a player. It's how you're being perceived. And it's not that they're a player, because I get the impression that there's a lot of players around you. They're on the fringes somehow. Something about you. Maybe you just look too good and they're hoping you're a player. I don't know. But I think there's more. So there's something to when she says be careful.
Yeah.
I'll definitely keep my eyes open and to be very cautious.
And bring your umbrellas. And bring your umbrellas.
Yes, ma'am, please. Please bring your umbrella. Please. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Please bring your umbrella. All right. All right. All right, Melissa. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Have a wonderful week, girlfriend, and let us know later on how you're doing.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, let's do one more call. I know we got about 5 minutes. Let's see, can we help this person? Come on. Area code 678, you're on the line with Brenda and Linus. Come on. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Regina.
Virginia?
Regina.
Hi, Virginia.
Regina.
I'm sorry, Regina.
Yes.
That's
Hi.
Our cousin
That's
name,
okay.
Brenda. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. I am calling about employment. I have been out of work for a couple of months now, and not saying I've been stressing about it, but I would like to go back to work. So do you see anything opening up for me?
Yes.
How did you?
Yes.
You go first, Brenda, then I'll go.
No, I just, before you could finish saying, it was yes. If you have an appointment or if there's a job interview, go to it. It's a good thing for you.
Yep.
Yes.
In other words, we see rainbows around you, Regina. This is your time. This is your time
Getting
and your
ready
moment.
To pop. Getting ready to pop. Yeah.
Yep.
Getting ready to pop. Okay. And does it have more to do with my passion or more just a regular 9-to-5 job?
No,
I'm
going
to tell you something.
Really
it's getting ready to pop, and this is why you need to actually look at things that you want to do.
Okay.
Because there's more than one opportunity coming your way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll definitely keep that open. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, it's your time and your moment, so, honey, please apply for whatever you want to do, and if it's your passion, that's fine, do it. But like Brenda's telling you, the door is open. Go for it right now. That means this week you're going to be busy, okay?
Oh, good. Okay, that's a good sign. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right, Regina, thank you for calling, and have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay, well, we're coming to the close of the show. I want to thank Nina, of course, for always being here working the chat room. And I just a treat whenever Brenda can join us. So I'm just so thankful that Brenda was here today as well. It is such a treat. Now, you guys, don't forget, New Moon is on the 15th, which I think is Wednesday this week. Why, what you saying, Brenda?
The New Moon? No, that's the time to get things in motion.
Yeah. Tell them, Brenda, go ahead and say it right quick, and then we'll probably be off. So go ahead, explain that.
Well, New Moon,
this
is, remember, everyone, this is the time, and it is coming in on the 15th. So this is the time that you're going to want to, on the West Coast, it'll be 6:26 p.m., write out a list of whatever it is you're trying to manifest. You know, make sure you take some time to think on it. Write it out, put it under your pillow, put it somewhere you can see it. New moon is where we, you know, put the energy towards where we're manifesting. And the full moon is when we, you know, see the outcome of it or that we need to put a little more energy towards it. So
there you go. I want to apologize to the callers 626-902 and 708. I'm sorry we didn't get to you today, but do call next Sunday. Just, you know, call in early and maybe you'll be the first three calls up. Okay, and as always, 3 o'clock every Sunday, psychic readings. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. I want to thank the listening audience in Dubai, Canada, Australia, England, China. Thank you for joining us today, as well as the people on the line and in the chat room. And thank you, Brenda, for being with us today. You want to give us a sign out?
Don't let your love go wrong, according to my grandmother. Yeah.
There you go. And if no
everything
one
go right,
you
if you let that, if you don't let that go wrong, you'll be just fine. Your love is
no
your cat, your dog, or yourself.
There you go. And if no one's told you they love you today, I do. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.